edition of... Whoops.
Redo?
Yes.
Redo. Muting.
Welcome to another edition of the Falls Cast, brought to you by the Falls Free Press in beautiful Fog Falls, Ohio. Today is Sunday, June 16th. Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day, Steve.
Happy Father's Day to me and all the other dads out there. Whoever, good dads. All the bad dads, fuck you.
Oh. Happy Father's Day, Mike, wherever you are.
Today we're here with some of our favorite Falls casters, including Kathy.
Good morning.
Steven.
Hello.
Jen.
Howdy doodly doo.
And myself, Bart. If you haven't been keeping up with the show and our website, be sure to check that out. I know a lot of people have been checking out our website. Police blotter, particularly.
I have not looked at the most current police blotters. I feel like I'm really missing out.
In the last 2 days, it has had almost 1,000 hits.
Wow, really?
This week.
Okay, I'm going to have to get on there. I've just been ignoring the website.
Mm. Also, somehow, we have reached the Newsbreak app.
What's that?
It is apparently, and I guess it's very,
like an auto downloaded app? Or
well, I thought it was like an AI that kind of like conglomerated all the local news they could.
It's very much spamware.
It's
a terrible app.
Oh,
it's
no! How did we get on the dark side?
I don't know, but it had... So, I was checking our stats yesterday, and we have had a lot of refers from there.
Oh, wow. Man. We're gonna get third world famous.
Well, we need to start producing more liberal content, then, so that we can push it out there. If they're picking us up, let's take advantage of it.
I was so amazed that happened. It was like, okay, Google... Facebook, okay, those would make sense. And it would be like the one article, it was like, I just had 21 views from Facebook. Oh, well, that's about how many likes we had on it.
Yeah.
Okay. And then all of a sudden it was like, and we've had 400 refers from Newsbreak.
Wow.
Oh, okay. So they're pushing it out to people's devices.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Which is impressive. Well, I mean, that would explain the, 1,000 hits on the police blotter.
And I'm also going to say that when you look at the app, a lot of the content is like, it's pretty content starved. It's pretty.
Yeah.
So they're probably looking at anything that's relevant at all in order to put on the app just to.
Local news.
Yeah.
For Phil.
Make
like anything
relevant.
That says news. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
We're podcast baloney. Oh, no. Filler.
Print an article about Dora and they had their meeting at the end of May, their 1 year, discussion meeting. And so, talking about room for improvement, what people are thinking about it.
Yeah, I thought that was really cool. I heard, we went to Tiki Underground on Friday evening and the bartenders were, saying a lot. I heard him telling people a lot, Dora's on pause because of the festival, the event. So I think a lot of people didn't know that during the events that Dora gets paused. So that's something good to push out there. So I thought that your article was helpful for that. Mm-hmm. And also they, raised 28 grand so far?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, for Dora. Yeah.
For Dora. So that, and that goes to
that's after costs too.
Yes.
It was like 50 some thousand dollars and after costs it was $28,000.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought that was really cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's between 2023 and this year, so.
Yeah. That probably, I would imagine, constitutes a good chunk of their budget they didn't have before.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to use it. The only thing that group does is promotes businesses on the riverfront.
Yeah. And I know a lot of it, during the St. Patrick's Day event, they paid for the cops to stay late.
No, that's nice.
Oh, out of that funding? Okay.
Yeah. That's cool.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
And they should obviously pay for some more garbage cans.
Receptacles. Recycling bins, maybe. I didn't know those cups were recyclable, number one.
Well, Hi-Ho has one outside their building. They're like one of the only people that do have a dedicated
recycling. Yeah, and I think they made that themselves.
They did, yes.
Oh.
I think it was to encourage people not to carry your cup off to another establishment or somebody coming in from another establishment not to carry their cup in, because that's become a problem because all the cups look the same.
Yeah.
And you can't really tell, and you're not really allowed to take another cup with alcohol into another.
That's what the article said. Did you read that?
But I've known this for a while. This is not new information to me.
We walked in the Jenks with our cups.
We did. But
nobody said anything.
We didn't. They didn't ever say a word. So we shouldn't have.
And I brought my Dora cup into the patio at Busher and Sprout. They didn't say a peep.
Oh.
Because I walked, well, we got a beer at Hi-Ho and then walked over to have a meal.
I would imagine the employees don't want to police that all day. They'd probably get old.
No. Yeah. And we're there patronizing their business. So. Yeah.
And we're going to buy more shit. So.
I imagine if you were on the patio at Busher and Sprout, if you didn't go inside the business, go inside maybe. Yeah.
Maybe so.
But technically, though, you're not supposed to bring it on their property because their property is considered part of their liquor license.
Yeah.
So if their patio is part of their liquor license, so technically we shouldn't. It's like, it's a problem with the liquor laws, liquor license laws. It has nothing to do with anything else.
See, that's confusing to me because I would think that the Dora thing would let them travel within that Dora.
You would think, but area, I mean, the liquor license laws don't agree, unfortunately.
Yeah. And they were made
before Dora existed.
Yeah.
Yeah,
there is on like the Dora website, they show how, you know, there's three different types of locations. There's ones where you can purchase alcohol. There's ones where you can bring alcohol in. Yeah. There's ones where you're not allowed to have any alcohol on premise.
Yeah, sure.
I'm going to look it up.
So if you can purchase it, that means you can't bring in somebody else's you purchase.
Like you can probably bring in it to Hope Soap if they allow alcohol or liquids in the building. But you probably couldn't bring it into you couldn't bring something from Crave over to Hi-Ho or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
So if they don't sell alcohol and they have the sign allowing it, you can bring it in. If they do sell alcohol, then you can't bring a cup from another spot.
Correct.
Yeah.
I mean,
it says it can be consumed inside Dora boundaries.
Yeah. Which is basically there from Moe's to Grant.
Yeah.
And also Second Street, the sidewalk on Second Street is actually the border. That whole block. So it's not just it's not just Front Street. It's actually the whole block from Front to Second. So that whole block. So you can walk up and down the sidewalks and walk down Second. It's that sidewalk from Hi-Ho all the way down.
I was really concerned the other day. I mean, it was bad enough as it was, but I thought I found a Dora cup just thrown into the fountain at the library.
That's fucked up.
Oh, that's terrible.
No one should have a Dora cup over this way, but. And I guess that is within boundaries.
If it's empty, think that.
Or maybe they just poured it in there. They could have just poured it in the fountain too. They could have done that.
But it says they are. Dora cups are recyclable.
Yeah. Means they're a one.
A single use only, no refills.
Yeah.
Although we've had our Dora cups refilled. Like we bought it at Hi-Ho, then we drank a beer, and then I think I've actually brought it back and they refilled it with another beer.
I don't remember that.
I've had done that before. Because otherwise you're going to keep buying them if you decide to stay there.
Yeah.
You're not walking around. You get to buy another Dora cup. And it's another dollar, but whatever.
Yeah, sip in shops. Shop inside local establishments that allow Dora drinks in their business.
And it has a list.
Yeah.
Read them off. That's a lot.
No, it's all of them.
It's
everything.
Not all of them.
Shelf Life, Gourmet Popper, Jinx, Social Department, Vivo, yada yada, Restorative Massage. New to me, Natural Wonders.
I've actually brought my Dora cup.
Mr. Funds.
Brought my Dora drink over to Jenks once. And then, you know, you buy beer at the little stand or alcohol. Yeah, I gave them a cup and they just put a beer in it.
Oh, Flurries. You could bring your alcohol booze into Flurries.
Ah.
Cuyahoga Valley Art Center.
Well, I was thinking, that's weird being a restaurant, but I guess since they don't serve alcohol.
Yeah, they don't have a liquor license. So, yeah.
It's just about selling it, not about consuming it on premise.
Interesting. I mean, I'm glad they have it.
But, you know, are you going to buy a beer at 10 o'clock in the morning and then go get breakfast?
I mean,
yeah, that's when it's open.
That's on the day.
I mean, the thing is, you could. Not that you would, unless you really have a drinking problem.
Right. Maybe not a beer, but, you know, a Bloody Mary or something.
Yeah, sure. Or a bunch of shots of tequila, you know, just first thing in the morning.
Well, maybe the Dora attraction will get us put onto the Spambot Newsbreak website. We'll find out. But probably the police blotter. More people clicks. It's on their phone more. You know, the AI is searching people's phones and spreading it out. So
All I know is I keep finding myself singing the Dora song and like backpack where I'm carrying around the alcohol, the Dora cup. Because I'm weird. backpack.
I'm the map.
So as I'm drinking my drink.
Yeah. Carry on, fearless leader.
I'm sorry that brought back memories that I forgot. And
I like news clues. Thor was awesome.
I wasn't even a lot. I wasn't even a kid at that time, but I
core memory unlocked. Everything.
My kids used to like Dora, and they used to watch him a lot. So
we watched a lot.
I watched a lot of Dora when I was the kids were young. If I wanted to or not, it was just on. Yeah. Same thing with Thomas the Tank Engine. Way too much Thomas.
That was because of that I came to appreciate Ringo Starr much more.
Yeah, I hear you. And Alec Baldwin was
he was a conductor, wasn't he?
He was, yeah. In a couple, like the movie, he actually narrated a bunch of the early shows.
Yeah,
yeah, because it was originally Ringo and
it was,
and then George Carlin.
Yes, George
really?
Carlin did it for a while.
Yeah, George Carlin did it.
Yes, George Carlin did it for a while.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. I didn't know he was on Thomas.
He was one of the voices. Was he the narrator or was he one of the voices of the train? I think he was one of the characters.
No, he was the conductor.
He was the conductor.
Okay.
Oh, shit. I'm going to have to Google that one.
I know. It's one of those, like, Ringo seems to make sense. He's, you know, and then you look at George Carlin and it's like, there's a big difference between the rest of your stuff.
What was it? How many dirty words was the 13 or whatever it is?
Yeah.
The 10 dirty words. Was it 13 or 10?
I guess I'm not allowed.
Whatever, yeah. Because at least he didn't bust out saying those when he was singing.
No, candles. He's not going to do that. Come on.
Would have been awesome. Would have made the show better, more interesting.
We'll carry on with our podcast. Okay. We got sidetracked by Dora.
If you've enjoyed what you've heard and what you've read, you can send your feedback to us and tell us what you think via Facebook, review us on Apple Podcasts, or you can email us
at fallsfreepress@gmail.com.
You can complain, but we won't care.
That too. Good day, sir.
If you can do better, have at it.
So before we jump into the roundtable, how's everyone doing?
Lovely. This weekend, Father's Day weekend, is the Irish Festival in downtown Cuyahoga Falls. And if you haven't been already, you should go next year because you're going to miss it by the time you hear this.
That's not true. I hope it's all sick. We finally got shepherd's pie.
I know, but he's going to publish this and it'll already be over.
Yeah, I don't expect this to get out before Monday.
It's okay. You're right. Steve was correct about that. We did. I thought Irish pie had a crust, but not this one. But it was very tasty.
Yeah, there was two or three booths, maybe four. What do you think? How many Irish food? How many think? Yeah, at least two or three.
Well, I know there's two that we saw that were in the middle. There was one on the end. Yeah.
We didn't actually cross. We saw one of them when we crossed the road.
We didn't cross Portage.
Yes, we did.
I didn't either.
Walked around.
Oh, yeah. We didn't. Yeah.
Yeah. I got the sampler, which was much larger than I expected.
We did too. The sampler was good. It was really tasty.
It was good.
We shared a sampler and then we got one with the cabbage and
Shepherd's pie.
Shepherd's pie. And then we
Shepherd's pie was great too.
Then we shared it between three people and it was plenty. We were full.
Yeah.
Well, I got the sampler by myself. So
it was a lot. It's like a whole sandwich and then like a whole bunch of potatoes and cabbage and all kinds of crap.
Yeah, it was good.
I expected like part of a sandwich for a sample.
Me too.
I thought it was going to be like half sandwich, but it was a whole sandwich.
We were like debating in front of the place what to get. And she's like, the sampler is like everything. And I was like, it's not miniaturized. She said, no.
Yeah. And of course, we had to get the cheese sauce, which is basically the just melted processed cheese food.
Velveeta.
It's Velveeta.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Yeah, it's good. But,
you know,
it's still cheese.
Cheese on it. I was very gluttonous. I felt very gluttonous after.
Did you see the I think there's a Chinese food one that said Irish egg roll. I wanted to know what was in that egg roll. Did they just put the word Irish in front of it?
Probably, exactly. Yeah.
They probably had cabbage or something in the.
Maybe.
Yeah.
They have cabbage already.
They already can put cabbage
but,
in.
But oh, okay. They have like corned beef or something. That would be pretty interesting.
I think it's just a vegetable.
Vegetable egg roll?
Yeah.
Boo. Okay.
The last time I had one from down there, that's what it
you
was.
Did? And, okay. So they just put the word Irish on it. Got it.
Yeah.
So, you know, that was the first time I've actually got to eat Irish food in a few years because it's always been sold out.
Really?
So, yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Did you go early?
Well, Friday we went evening, you know, at time. It was evening time.
Like 5:30. We got pretty early.
Yeah, we got there and then, it was by 5:30. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and then Saturday we went during the day and they had it. So I was happy for that.
It was fun. It was a good time.
Yeah, it was neat. It was nice. And the weather was perfect. It was beautiful.
It was. Nice breeze.
Yep.
And then we had, you know, was the thing we got with the chocolate Oreos and the fudge?
Funnel cake.
Funnel cake. It was a gigantic funnel cake was just covered all with terrible bad stuff. And then we shared it between three people and it was still like too much.
Oh, wow.
Not quite.
Not quite too much?
No.
You wanted more chocolate, didn't
you? No, I didn't want any more, but it was enough and we were like dickering around for the last piece. So obviously.
That was you.
Gabe was. It was Gabe. Anyway, it was good. How about you guys?
Well, I was at the Irish Fest too, also.
You guys do anything else interesting this week and going and patronizing any of the other local, any of the other local businesses?
No? I have not. I don't think so.
Yeah, I didn't really go anywhere local. I mean, like Acme and stuff like that, but.
Well, that doesn't count.
That's for so you could have food to live. We did go Nag Champa. We got Nag Champa soap at Hope Soap on the Irish Festival Friday evening. Mm-hmm. So that was fun. That was good.
If there's a scent that you like in a candle or in a soap, they can actually make it into either or. And if they don't have anything in stock, they if you tell them what you want, they will text you when it's ready or when, and you can just go.
Yeah.
So.
That's nice.
Yeah,
very cool.
I did last weekend at Acme. I ran into local author Jim Woods, and we got talking about his new book that just came out.
What does he write? Have you reviewed him before on here?
Yeah, we. I haven't reviewed him, but we interviewed him. Like his fan talked to him.
Oh, okay.
And he's got a new one. I am currently about halfway through his first one, kind of shamefully because he gave it to me like 2 years ago.
Never too late to read, Bart. Never too late. Not shameful at all.
Maybe but, you can review of both of his books.
Oh, there you go.
Well, I want to try to get finish this one so I can read a second one and get him on the show again.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Great.
Yeah, sure.
Yep.
But I am quite enjoying the first one. It's definitely well written and a lot going on for dealing with fentanyl overdoses.
Oh wow. Is it fiction or nonfiction?
It's fiction. It's essentially a murder mystery, but it's about this cop who's nephew dies from a heroin overdose that's laced with fentanyl.
Okay. Yeah. Well, certainly a modern topic.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
But yeah, other than that, I've just been, working 7 days a week.
Oh, living the American dream.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Bart.
We did go to First Watch yesterday. Took my dad there.
Ooh. We did for an early Father's Day breakfast.
I noticed when First Watch opened, these prices are pretty expensive, but the food's pretty good. And we were back yesterday. We hadn't been back in like a year or two. I don't know why. No particular reason. We just haven't. And then we went there yesterday, and the prices seemed on par with everything else. It actually just because everything's gotten more expensive, and I don't think they've raised their prices in a while. Certainly didn't seem like it to me.
Yeah, they're a very good breakfast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I've actually gotten food from Rise and Shine a couple times. They're on DoorDash, and so I've ordered. If you order a BLT, you can add a fried egg to it and essentially get an egg sandwich.
Okay. Yeah,
and
yummy.
And it is very good with the because the bacon. It's like it feels like it's six giant strips of bacon. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I've done the egg sandwich because it's the egg is an addition, but it doesn't cost anything extra.
They give you that free charge?
Yeah.
Oh, so that's nice.
It's like I think they have an egg sandwich in like the breakfast menu.
You do, yeah.
But I think like BLT is cheaper, so it's sort of like, I'll do it this way.
Bonus.
Is that an egg?
Yeah.
Do they have open mic night there still?
You know what? I don't know. I haven't seen a sign about it on their side.
I'm also, because I'm wondering, because they're only open for breakfast and like a late lunch, right? They're not open for dinner anymore? Or I know they're open, and they say you can rent the place out for evenings. I did read that.
Oh, that's interesting.
But you know what? I've tried to order from them in the evening here recently, and they've always been closed.
Yeah, I think they changed. I think they're mostly a breakfast lunch place now, which is sad, but, I get it.
That's a big commitment to be open all day.
Yeah, if you don't have the business support, that's why do it?
Or staff. You don't have the staff.
Right. Staff.
But they get that bar area, too, so that would be busier in the evening. They have. I've gotten their mimosas flight there. It was, like, very good.
Well, now after some extreme technical difficulties, we're into our roundtable.
Yes, yay!
Woo!
So, the local Calga Falls Starbucks are seeking to unionize. Apparently, a battle between management and the baristas has begun brewing.
Ba-dum-bum.
Nice.
So it's the Howe Avenue Starbucks. They have filed a petition for a union election after raising concerns about wages, hours, safety, and apparently racist comments.
Wow.
Boy, that's grounds for thought.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. Okay, I just got that one.
My butt was processing. I got one. Yeah. I did. I read those interesting things. So hopefully, you know, and management or the Starbucks is always being, oh, we're taking our team members' safety seriously and dot, dot. So just the whole rubber stamp language.
Yeah. I guess there's 20 people who work there.
It was a lot. It was a big team.
Yeah.
I hope it works out. I'm all for unionizing. Protect workers.
Me too.
Especially in
have a union.
Yep.
Especially in customer service.
Yep.
I never would have considered how dangerous customer service is had I not started, you know, in that being my first job.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's amazing.
Yep. Nobody deserves any kind of abuse while they're working.
No. And it looks like they're pushing for $20 an hour starting rate.
Yeah. I think Starbucks usually had it. Well, they used to start off at 15.
Yeah.
And I think they reduced that a while ago.
No, they still are at 15.
For starting?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hope they get it.
But I'm
maybe
sure,
middle of the road.
Yeah, I'm sure that at the same time, they find a way to, you know, well, yes, it is 15, but you're only going to be. Oh, yeah. It says requires its workers to work a minimum of 25 hours per week.
Yeah.
And so it. Adding that 10 workers were unable to meet that minimum and were fired. But I mean, that's if you purposely, you know, it says the workers have been working nearly 40, but that's it. They're not working 40, which means they can still be classified as part time.
Yep.
So they can find a way to keep you from working enough for $15 an hour.
Sure. Wow. Yeah. I mean, it's a game. Yeah. It's always a game.
Yeah, it's always big business and are on the winning end, so that's what we need the unions to help protect people.
Waffle House said they're going to raise their base pay for either wait staff for their entire chain to $3 an hour. Ooh. But it was like usually like $1.65.
$2.10.
Now they're raising it to $3.
That's so stupid.
Extra 90 cents that really helped them a lot.
That's why if you take the W away, it's just an Awful House.
Oh.
I liked Waffle House. It's great. Like at 2 o'clock in the morning when you're drunk.
Yeah, I've had it once.
Okay.
I've had it a bunch of times. A lot. Yeah. It's inexpensive. It's good. It's hard to screw up breakfast. So
that tells you how often Steve's been there at 2 a.m. and drunk.
A lot. Sometimes it's like 11.
So next, just outside the falls, and I don't have a whole lot of information about this, Akron has canceled all Juneteenth events.
Yeah.
The mayor came out with a big statement. I read it on Facebook today, and that he's heard everyone, and they're rescheduling everything for July. So I'm like, okay.
So I didn't read all the stuff, but did you guys see the back and forth with that? That first it was canceled because these council people contacted him on a letter saying they were concerned, so he canceled it. So then yesterday the council people came out and said they had nothing to do with it. He canceled it on his own. Did you guys? Yeah,
I didn't.
So
I did see that back and forth. I will say that I was on the comments page on the because there was initially there was a Beacon Journal article.
It wasn't 330 to go.
This was a Beacon Journal article, and I was reading the Facebook comments, and some guy was threatening. He said basically, "We'll take care of this with a bunch of 9mm bullets or something like that," you know. And I was like, I immediately fucking reported that as violent,
yeah,
you know,
right,
threat.
I mean, straightforward, yeah.
And you know, I that seemed to be a theme. There was a lot of people defending it. But there was also at least 20-30% of the comments were just racist, you know, terrible. What do we need this for? And, you know, and it's fucking so just threatening and violent and gross and racist and fucking disgusting, man.
Well,
I mean, like any comment section, don't read the comment section. Don't if you want to be surprised and disheartened by the humanity of what we're going through right now, then just read a comment section. It just all brings out the worst in people.
Yeah, it does.
I mean, and it was a drive-by shooting. That's dangerous. There's a reason, you know.
Sure. They never caught the person that did the drive-by, too, did they?
No.
Wow.
Sad.
Yeah, it's really sad and awful. And now there's a mass shooting at a splash pad in Michigan and Detroit. And, you know, I don't know, like 8 or 10 people got shot and like 8-year-olds in critical condition. So just and the person that did the shooting killed themselves. So
the more guns, the more violence.
Ohio is 33 out of 50 in gun responsibility legislation. They're shit. And it's the Republicans, the GOP,
the NRA.
And the Supreme Court reversing all sensible gun legislation. So we're just going to see more of it.
I mean, people just want the fucking Wild Wild West. They want everyone to carry a gun. Then everyone will shoot each other. There won't be any yelling arguments anymore or anything illegal or reasonable. It'll just be people go, oh, fuck you. No, fuck you. Bang, bang, bang. And then that's what they want. I mean, what the fuck kind of shit is that? This is not the Wild Wild West.
Right. It's one thing to protect your home, but people want to shoot people over minor disagreements, and it's like, really?
Yeah.
That's
Go put your guns down and go have a fist fight. Come on.
Hey, yeah.
Violence is violence. Just do it with your fist. Sad.
Everyone's more likely to survive when you have a fist fight. And a gunfight, that's no. Innocent people around, you're going to get shot. You might get shot. Your person, you might get murdered. You might get murdered. It's just stupid.
Yeah. The Akron mayor, I think, maybe this is a lesson learned for him, but I don't know. You can't just cancel everything when there's gun violence unless you have credible threats, you know?
You'll always be canceling everything that's controversial, including imagine what's going to happen when Pride comes around and for Akron. I mean, it's going to be just as bad. People
just can't stand for someone to have a day to celebrate something that involves them. That, you know, if it's not, when is White Pride Day, you know?
Yeah.
They don't want anyone to have anything.
Well, you know, because every day of the year is White Pride Day. So
exactly.
Why can't everyone else have 1 month?
Yeah, they missed that point.
Well, they just haven't figured out how to wear their white robes out in public.
Yeah, that's what it is. They're mad that the white robes are not in style anymore. They can't speak from the rooftops. I can't be hateful. I'll get canceled. Of course you are, because you're a piece of shit.
But, you know, they can't say they can't be hateful because it hasn't stopped yet. So
they can be hateful and they can say whatever they want. But it doesn't mean there'll be consequences for that. You won't go to jail for it because it's legal, but you'll certainly be real. And the whole world will realize you're a piece of crap. And yes, you might get canceled. And that's the way it should be.
If you want to learn how to build a beautiful garden that prevents flooding and reduces runoff into the streets, Lions Lodge will be hosting Rain Gardens 101 on Thursday, July 18th. From 9 to 10:30 a.m.
That's awesome. I wish they would have that in the evening so I could.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's super awesome. I'm a terrible gardener, but I would definitely love to learn more.
How did that kill things? 101.
And speaking of saving things, the Cuyahoga Falls Fire Department recently advertised on their Facebook page, they will attempt to assist any and all creatures in danger.
I think that's so awesome. I saw that post. That was amazing.
Yeah, they said it all depends on the availability of resources, that there aren't any units. Their units are not dispatched to more pressing issues.
Yeah. And the danger, maybe the danger, if it's dangerous to the firefighters or.
Yeah.
Yeah.
20-foot boa stuck in a tree.
Typically, though, yeah. Firefighters are pretty capable. And if it's dangerous to them, it's really dangerous.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I like the pictures they posted. Saving a cat that was stuck about 15 feet above ground.
Yep.
And the cat just like, who cares? Why am I here? Pantry on the Corner. They will be closed July through September as they restructure the pantry to better serve their customers. So if you regularly go there, just, you know, and you haven't heard, in the next 3 months, they'll be closed.
Yeah.
Did they give any more details from that press release, or is he just that's what they said? Just
it was definitely they're just trying to restructure it. And finally, my last one, July 13th, Saturday from 12 to 5, will be Illuminate, a fundraiser put on by the DTCF Partnership. It's happening at Downtown Pavilion and Amphitheater. This is a food tasting event and vendor market. Illuminate is a way to showcase the growing diverse community in the area, spotlighting culturally diverse and authentic food, entertainment, and artists.
Oh, that sounds fun. What does it say what day of the week?
It is Saturday, July 13th.
Oh, nice. Yummy. All right. Guess what time it is? Bart's Arts. Bart's Arts. Bart's Arts. Bart's Arts.
Bart's Arts.
Like porno Bart's Arts. That was the best one yet.
It's porno Bart.
That was 70s Bart's Arts.
Bow chicka wow wow.
Sorry, guys.
Celebrate Pride Month at Summit Art Space with their Art and Crafts Night this Thursday, June 20th. You can bring your own project and enjoy their limited supplies to work with.
Where is Summit Art Space?
Summit Art Space is, so you have the art museum, and it is right parallel to the art museum on its left.
So an app right by the art museum?
Yes.
Okay. Very cool.
It's like it's essentially like one road over.
Okay. All right. Cool.
I've never been there.
We need to go check it out.
Yeah.
They always have a lot of good art exhibitions there.
Yeah, they do.
It's essentially a multi-use building.
Oh, okay. Cool.
And then coming up this week, Front Street Live Friday night, 6 to 7:30 p.m. This Friday, June 21st, the Moderns are playing at Petal Park, and
nice.
Jeff Clem will be performing at the Fountain Stage. And then next week, JD and Ken are at Petal Park, and Saxy Rob will be at the Fountain Stage.
Saxy?
Saxy, yes. Rob.
I had to verify it.
That's awesome. JD and Ken are fun, too.
Yeah, JD and Ken are awesome. The Moderns are cool, too.
Yeah, Moderns are good.
Falls Downtown Fridays then starts July 5th, day after 4th of July. There will be the Michael Weber Show, and the Lee Brothers will be performing at the amphitheater. Meanwhile, John Hayes and Mike Lenz will be performing Paddle Park and the Fountain Stage.
Mm-hmm. A lot of good live music going on down there.
And finally, at Blossom on July 28th. The Totally Tubular Festival.
80s-orama.
It is a thrilling throwback to the vibrant 80s music scene.
Nice.
They'll have Thomas Dolby, the Thompson Twins, Tom Bailey, Modern English.
Wow.
Men Without Hats, Bow Wow Wow, Tommy Two Tone, and Eddie Munoz. That's one artist I don't know, so I know I'm saying it wrong.
That's a lot of good throwback 80s music right there.
Yeah.
Where's that? That's at Blossom?
That's at Blossom.
Okay.
And that's basically an all-day event on July 28th.
So bring extra weed to get through the day. So that way you can buy less beer that costs $10 a beer.
More than that.
It's more than $10. It's like $12 or $13 a beer.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's more than that.
So you can hear Jenny's number in a world that it doesn't work anymore because there's 10 digit, because we only have 10-digit numbers now.
Oh, boy.
So that's all I have for today.
Thanks for sticking with us.
Woo!
Despite all of our technical difficulties, we made it. Yeah. Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day.
If you didn't go to the Irish special, you missed out. It was awesome.
So if you wanted to let us know what you think of the show and you have any ideas, you can shout those out to us at
FallsFreePress@gmail.com.
Also, if you are a Google Podcast listener, let us know, because I'm currently trying to figure out how I can merge the show into YouTube, because that's where they're taking everything now. Kind of worry about, with the music break, whether YouTube will even allow it.
Okay.
So I just want to see how many people were using Google that still want to keep doing that.
Yeah.
So for now, we'll say goodbye. Hope you join us next time.
Bye.
Later.
Bye-bye.
FallsCast is a production of the Falls Free Press in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. Please check out the Falls Free Press at fallsfreepress.com or on social media at facebook.com/fallsfreepress. We thank you for listening to this episode, which was recorded and edited by Bart Sullivan. Please subscribe to our podcast and tell your Call to Falls friends and family, so they can listen as well.